Relative absolute. Following principle. Smile. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Relative absolute. Following principle. And we follow that with a smile. Everybody is anxious to follow principle. Everybody's anxious to do the whatever the law tells them to do. They get a driver's license in a state they are in, and the state says, do you agree to follow the rules of the road when you drive a car in this state? If you do, we'll give you a license. If you don't, forget it. So, you sign them. You get software from many sources that software can be purchased, and at the end it says, do you agree to the conditions of this agreement relative to your use of the software? You shall use it only for yourself and things like that. And you don't read the conditions. You just zip down to the bottom and say, okay, I agree. And if anyone ever reads the conditions, they might be surprised. They might really not have wanted to do that under any circumstances because the software rules are strict and definite and positive and powerful and on behalf of the company that makes the product. Now, in the relative world, that's a very good thing. In the absolute world, you say there's two worlds? Well, perhaps. In the absolute world, there are no conditions like that. There are no conditions of right and wrong and do you or don't you. Anyone can give me the answer. In the absolute world, there's only what?
Is.
Is. That which exists. There's no choice between whether you want to do it or whether you don't want to do it. It just exists. That's what is in the absolute world. Okay. Now, we could go on discussing the absolute world ad infinitum, but the thing is, for the moment, we're going to talk about the relative and following the principle. There is no principle in absolute, but there's lots of principle in the relative. Before we get our foot in our mouth too far, let's ask the question, who makes the principles by which the relative world is conducted? Now, if the principles by which the relative world are conducted is, as I like to suggest, then really there's not much trouble. Be yourself and have fun. Do you know how to be yourself? Not really, but do you know how to be yourself? Well, far better than I know how to be somebody else. But do you know how to be yourself? Well, I do my best. Okay. You see, already you're in trouble. You're in big trouble because you really don't know how to be yourself. Now, let's ask the next question. Do you know how to have fun? Be yourself and have fun. Do you know how to have fun? Ingeborg doesn't know how to have fun. Ingeborg thinks that life is a big, serious thing that has to be very seriously looked at and seriously contended with. Ellen looks at life as though it is, if she doesn't do the right thing today, she will fail her spiritual test. She'll fail her spiritual grade in school. And Sylvia, she thinks that whatever has to be said, to say what needs to be said, to say that she is following her spiritual path and having fun, she'll say. Now, all of you are right, and all of you are wrong. All of you are right if you say, what do I think of yourself? And all of you are wrong if you say, how will this affect other people? You see, now, I will sound very terrible with the next statement. It doesn't matter how it affects other people. If it affects you in a harmonious, beautiful way, you can be sure it'll affect everyone else in a harmonious, beautiful way. Now, this is a very stupid question, but a very punchy question. Does Bill Gates having so much money bother you? If it does, you got a problem. Does Bill Gates having so much money bother the government? No. Does Bill Gates having so much money bother the universe, bother the church, bother God? Bother anything? No. You see, when you say, I only want a little bit of good, you know, I only want a little bit of the divinity, I only want a little bit, you're silly. Because how do you know? Would you like me to tell you something? Mm-hmm. This is something you never heard from anybody and you never will. Bill Gates doesn't have anything. Bill Gates has virtually only one penny in the infinite substance of all. In the infinite substance of all, Bill Gates hasn't even a fraction of a penny. He just has a teeny bit. So imagine what we have. My goodness sakes, how silly we are. All that God is, all that the divine is, all that the universe is, all that we created, and we created this universe, all that we created is ours. Now, do you ever look up at the sky and say, I think it looked like rain, but I'd rather not have rain right now. I've just got a pretty new dress on, or I just put a new suit on, and I don't want to get it all wet. And you look up there and you say, rain, rain, go away, come again another day. You know, and you're just gently, lovingly saying it. You're not saying, run, get the heck out of here. No way can you come in here. You can say that too, that's all right. But what happens? The rain goes away. Now, if the rain does not go away, you're a pretty poor creator. You are a very poor creator. You created the rain not listening to you, because you are not a responsible creator. You are not a person who believes in yourself. You are not a person who's being yourself and having fun. And if you're being yourself and having fun, you just say, rain, I love you everywhere. You can sprinkle all around me if you wish, but not on me. You know, sprinkle anywhere you like. And the rain often does that. It often does that. Far more than we realize. Far more than we realize. Now, where are you on the spectrum of beingness? Absolute is great, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about this relative world that we have created just for the fun of it. This relative world with all of its good, bad, indifference, just for the fun of it. And then there are times we get tired of it. And when we get tired of it, what do? We stop. Like the little boy. He had the puddle with all his ships and houses and people and ants and stuff. And when he got done playing with it, Mom says, come on in, time for supper. He looked at his creation and he said, great, had a lot of fun with you. Splutch! He jumped up in the air and down into the puddle, and off went all of his boats, off went all of his ants, off went all of his people. And he didn't do it meanly. Think about it. How often is there an earthquake? How often is there, you know, fire and other acts of God, as we call it? Perhaps that's just you or somebody as God saying, I'm done with that. Fletch! I'm going to go and eat supper and then go on to my next adventure. I say, Herb, that is so juvenile, that is so silly, and that is so true. That's just the way it is. That's just the way the divine works. Because there is no importance to anything. The only importance is to be yourself and have fun. The only important, what do you go to the fairgrounds for? Is to have fun. You don't go to the fairgrounds to say, ooh, dear, oh, this is bad, that's bad, I don't, you know. You go and say, let's go, whee! No, you realize if you got your heart pacer, you're not going to push it to the limit. But that's another game. You play it to the degree you can. Now, if you really wanted to play it to the degree you could, you would go to the doctor before you went to the fairground. You say, Doc, how's my pacer doing? Well, you don't need that thing anymore. Here, poof, take it out. Pop. Well, Doc, I'm going to the fairground to have fun. I'm going to ride on a whoopee-doopee. Go for it. But I might die. If you do, it's because you want to. Ha, 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 ha. If you do, it's because you want to. Now, do you want to die? Or do you want to live? Do you want to, what do you want to do? Hey, I only put pacers in and take them out when you need them. You know? And this is true. This is true. You have no idea, you never will, how many people with heart pacers ride on exciting rides at the fairground, sort of thinking, this would be a fun way to end it all. You know? And they don't die.
Yeah.
They don't die because they're having too much fun. They're having too much fun because they were afraid to have fun before because they're afraid to die. Now they said, wouldn't this be a nice way to die right here, having fun? And then they don't. And they don't because they don't have to. Because they didn't put the cause in motion. Be yourself and have fun. Now, what is principle? Principle is whatever you call it. principle is whatever you call it. If you say, my principles are that I do this and that and the other thing, then do it. If you say, my principles are I do something else, then do it. My principles are I follow the rules of driving in California and I maintain my driver's license. My principles are I like to go to the edge. I like to see if maybe they'll take my license away, or if they'll stop me and take my car away, or maybe I'd pile it up against a tree and I can't drive it anymore because it doesn't run anymore. People think that way. They think that way. Ellen, why do you go to horror movies? Why do people go to the Indies 500? This is a racetrack where they're driving at great speeds. They're hoping somebody's going to get knocked off. Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do they go because they want to see the winner driver who is the most skillful, the most wonderful? He gets the prize, it's true. But, oh, how exciting when a car goes rolling over, no, up into the stands and killing a bunch of people too. Oh my goodness, how exciting. What a day at the track we had. But if it's just people going vroom, 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 and no problems. Why do people say to me, and I think this is most humorous, did you have a lovely flight? Did you have an uneventful flight? Oh my, it was uneventful. I picked up a book when I got on the plane, and I put it down when I got off, and I haven't the slightest idea what happened in between. All I know is that the hostess came around two or three times with water and orange juice and ginger ale and stuff like that. But other than that, poof, you know, I have no idea. Well, didn't you have air currents, you know, with the drop of the plane and stuff like that? If we did, I hadn't noticed that. I was reading, and the lady next to me had a little girl, a year and a half, and the little girl said to her mother, "Wee!" And the mother said, "What are you weeing about?" "Oh, the plane just went down and came up again." And the mother didn't even notice it. I didn't notice it. Perhaps nobody else did, but she did, because she was tuned in. And she, "Wee!" What fun, you see? And we miss so much fun because we're so absorbed in unnecessary things. Unnecessary things. Now, we have people coming to campus here, and they want to stay forever on campus. They say it's so wonderful. And then just as soon as they're required to discipline themselves, they run away. They run away so fast. Just as soon as they are required to follow the rules, they make all sorts of excuses for leaving. And I say, don't make an excuse for leaving. Just go or stay. And if you get a hold of yourself later and want to come back, that's fine, just come back. But be yourself and have fun. And a lot of people have never grown up. A lot of people have never grown up. My friend Jim Mannion, he had to say, "Well, my daughter's waiting at home for me. I better leave now, Herb." I said, "Your daughter's not waiting at home for you. She has no idea when you're coming. You haven't called her. You didn't tell her you're coming at 5 o'clock. And it'll be another couple hours before you get up there. You have no idea. And you probably will stop and eat on the way up because it'll be supper time. And you'll get home and you'll say the house is empty. Maybe the front light is on. And then the next morning when your daughter comes in, you'll say, 'Well, where were you last night, sweetheart? You know, we came in at 10. And she says, "Well, where'd you think I was? I was sleeping." "Oh, I thought you were out." "Dad, I don't need to go out to be entertained. I just listen to the divine within me while I'm sleeping. And I had the most beautiful dreams." She says, "Did you have a lovely trip?" And he says, "Yeah, great. I got to see Herb again." And she says, "Well, you really were blessed because he did your wedding and he made it all possible." You see, we don't have to make excuses. When we make excuses, we're making them to ourselves. When we say to somebody, "Just a moment, please." And they say, what do you mean, just a moment? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Why are you leaving the table? Why are you leaving our presence? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, to tell you the truth, I got to go to the laboratory. Oh, okay. What do you got to do? One or two? Well, neither. I was going to go and freshen up just a little bit. I've been sitting here so bored, I thought I'd put some water in my eyes and wake up a little bit, you know. Well, I like that. Well, you pushed for it. I was just going to go and freshen up and come back, and you couldn't let well enough alone. you have to say, why? I think you're a little child that's growing, you know, and learning. And that's great. But, you know, following the principle. And the principle says, be yourself and have fun. So, you know, be yourself means, that means keep your big nose out of other people's business. See? Be yourself. Keep your nose out of other people's business. Be yourself. Do your thing. Whatever it is that makes you happy and makes you laugh and makes you dance and sing and be joyous. You know? I said to Jamie, Jamie, you dance. Let's see you dance. And she made a few little gestures toward it, but she didn't really get out and dance. But if she were a little younger, she was 11, if she were a little younger, you know what she would have done? She would have said, clear the floor, here I come. And if it had music or no music, wouldn't make any difference. She'd get out there and do her stances just like Sabrina did. Sabrina's taking dancing in school, and so I asked her, I said, Sabrina, what are you learning? And she just showed me with all her love the various dance steps that she was learning. But this is being yourself and having fun. This is before you grow up. As a little boy said to his baby brother who's just born, quick, tell me, before they make you forget, what's God like? You know, he has a perfect connection. What's God like? And the little brother expected the baby brother, the just born baby, to tell him. And so what did the baby brother say? Happy, happy, happy. Oh, wonderful. That's what God is like. Happy, happy, happy. And that's what principle is like. Happy, happy, happy. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you very much. And I will see you always in my paradise, in my heaven, in my love. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.